What's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast. Obviously, there's no games or anything like that to instantly react to today, but if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to assume that you've already heard the news that Lindell Wigginton will be returning to Iowa State for his sophomore season, withdrawing his name from the NBA draft only about 7 hours before the deadline that was set by the NCAA here on May 30th. Obviously, huge news for the Cyclones. Wigginton, their top returning scorer, well, their leading scorer a season ago, 16.7 points, had one of the best freshman seasons in program history. That 16.7 points is a school record for points per game by a true freshman, and it is also the second most points. His 518 points is the second most points ever scored by a freshman in program history. Behind, I think, only Curtis Stinson. But obviously now this puts Iowa State in a position going into the 2018-19 season where they're going to have an exponentially more talented roster than they did a season ago. You pair Wigginton in the backcourt with Virginia transfer Mariel Shayok, a guy that I know that people in Ames are super high on, somebody that I really liked his game from what I've been able to see from him here in the past year since he got to Central Iowa, watching him at the Cap City, as well as what he was able to do down for Tony Bennett's program at Virginia. Of course, that also means that Wigginton will be paired with Talen Horton Tucker as an incoming freshman, the two highest rated recruits of the Steve Prohm era. Two guys that I think are going to create a lot of mismatch type nightmares for coaches in the Big 12 here in the next year. And you know, really, I think that this means that this is just going to be another opportunity for Lindell to continue to expand his game. And who knows, after what we are able to see him do as a true freshman, who knows what that means that he'll be able to elevate his level of play to. I mean, I think that you know, I wrote yesterday that I would expect Iowa State to be picked somewhere in between the ranges of 5 to 8 in the Big 12 by the Big 12's coaches going into next season. But I truly think that with this roster that Iowa State is going to have next year, obviously you're going to have some guys to gel into the mix. You know, obviously Shayok and Talen Horton Tucker and Michael Jacobson, the Nebraska transfer in the front court. But at the same time, you're bringing back four of your starters in Cameron Lard, Nick Weiler-Babb, Solomon Young, and now Lindell Wigginton. And that is going to be a roster that is mixed with some talent that maybe is a little bit inexperienced. I know that Jacobson and Shayok aren't really technically inexperienced, but inexperienced in an Iowa State uniform, as well as those freshmen who are expected to play huge roles for the Cyclones next year. Plus, you get this experience backing some guys that have played in some huge games for Iowa State and some guys that have played at that highest level in the Big 12. I mean, I think that Iowa State fans have every right to be extremely excited right now, because this truly firmly supplants in my mind what this Iowa State basketball team can be next year. And it's going to be interesting to see here in the coming months, what's going to come together and how they're going to gel this thing leading up to November. But I just wanted to give you guys a quick little podcast, give you guys some of my thoughts here on what I think Lindell coming back for Iowa State is going to mean. And obviously, like I said, I think it's a reason to be excited. I'm excited as a guy covering the team and obviously someone who went to Iowa State, and I can't even imagine how some of you guys are feeling out there right now as well. So just wanted to give you guys a few words about the Lindell's decision, and it's time to celebrate now, I suppose. We'll talk to you guys again soon here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast, and thanks for listening.